about in the pregame. He's been impressed with the way you guys have handled success at times. 13-3 in your last 16, 6 in a row. What has been the key to making sure this team handles success the right way?
Well, I think we just take it game by game. You know, this is a good win for us, and probably, feel how good it was tonight, and then come back tomorrow and get ready to go back to work. You know, I think it's one of those things where we just look at it next game up. You know, it's a different game, different players, different game plan, and we're just, I think, for the most part, everybody is really doing whatever they can to help us win. We're really being competitive right now, which is something that, you know, maybe a lot of teams, they're young, where, you know, we were down so many games from the playoffs that you could easily just say, you know, forget it. But I think we're really growing together as a team. We're trying to continue to play hard each game, trying to win.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right.
Guys, that's Gordon Hayward.
Gordon, have you ever been a part of a shooting night like that where the team makes 12 or 15 three-pointers?
No, I haven't. I mean, that was pretty special. And it's a lot more fun when the whole team's hitting and, you know, guys are just stepping up, making big-time shots. We're getting stops defensively. We played really well tonight.
What about Rodney Hood's game, 5 for 5, 3 points? He's really stepped
it up. Yeah, he played, you know, tremendous tonight. He really read the defense well. They went under. He made him pay. They went over. He kept him on there, kept him on his hip and hit the two-point shot or made the right pass. I mean, he really played well tonight, and he's a good young player for sure.
When you guys are up 30 by the, you know, middle of the second quarter, how do you focus on keeping your offensive execution high, even though there's not that much reason to do so?
I think just the focus that we had as a team. I mean, everybody was saying it in timeouts, let's keep it going, make it 40, make it 50. You know, I think we were just really, you know, competitive tonight, and we were really focused, and we wanted to execute what coach wants us to do.
Is it about running up the score then, or just trying to be the best you can be then?
No, I mean, I think it's trying to be the best that we can be, and none of us want to get yelled at in film either, so we got to make sure we make the right play no matter what the score is.
You guys, is there a point where it's as crazy it is for y'all as it is for us to watch when everything's just going down?
Yeah, when we were up, what were we up, like 80 to 37 or something? I mean, that's where kind of look up like, man, I didn't know we were up this much. I mean, it started to get a little crazy, and especially when we kept hitting 3 after 3, 2 early in the first half. But it was fun, man. It was fun to play with these guys out there tonight. Hopefully we can stay focused and move on to the next one.
You guys have a better record than they do right now, but they're still in a playoff hunt. Is that unfair? Do you think about that at all?
It's how it is, man. It's how it is in the West. You know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Coach Quinn Snyder's been dabbling a little bit with some smaller lineups recently. How do you feel about those playing at the four? Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I'm definitely comfortable. Joe's been playing 4-2 and allows us to space the floor, you know, take advantage of the versatility that we have. We got a lot of guys that can handle the ball, a lot of guys that can make reads, a lot of guys that can shoot, and it definitely opens up the court, you know, gives the defense a little different look.
See that being a weapon you maybe go to a little more often end of the year and even going into next year?
I think it's something that coach may decide he wants to do. I think the biggest thing is that we're able to do it. You know, the versatility that we have, if he needs to put someone out there to stretch the floor, you know, maybe gain a matchup advantage here or there, then we'll definitely do it.